Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Greg Kot, known around the country for his concert reviews and books, is leaving the Chicago Tribune after 40 years, including the last 30 as music critic. We thought it would be good to check in with Greg this morning on his last day. Hi, Greg. How you doing?
All right, Bob. Wow, it sounds like I almost died or something there.
No.
Like my obituary's been written. No, but it's true. It is my last day, and almost 40 years at the Trib, 30 as a music critic. The finality of it is kind of hitting me a little bit. So, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's got to be a bittersweet day for you today, right?
Sure. I loved working at the Trib, and it was basically my entire adult life, and I always wanted to be a newspaper guy, at least since I was about 12 years old. Went to journalism school. Getting a job at the Chicago Tribune was pretty much a dream come true. You know, my favorite paper in my city, and so it was just it was exactly what I wanted to do. You wake up every day thinking this is exactly where I want to be and what I want to do, and you know, having the opportunity to do that for my career is quite something. But you know, I just felt it was. You know, I wanted to do this job 100% to my abilities all the time. And, you know, I've had my parents are getting older. My mom died a few years ago. My dad is still around. But, you know, he needs my I'm kind of a caretaker for my dad in a lot of ways. And, you know, I wanted to spend more time with him. And I've got a couple other things that I'm doing as well, a radio show and a basketball program. So it's not like I'm going to be sitting on the couch. But I did have other priorities that sort of came my way that I had to attend to, and I felt if I couldn't give the Trib job 100%, you know, this was the time to go. And with the buyout offer, you know, the writing was on the wall, so to speak.
Well, I certainly wasn't the only TV and radio guy who tapped into your expertise, referred to your columns, and enjoyed reading you over the years. So many great concert reviews. What was the biggest change in your time doing this, Greg, the ticket prices and the whole concert business?
Well, the concert business is a huge part of it. Obviously, you know, when the Eagles busted the $100 ticket barrier in the 94, I wrote about it and got a nasty phone call from Don Henley about it, you know, in return. But, you know, I just thought it was ridiculous that anybody would charge that amount of money for a show. And since then, it's become routine. But I think an even bigger issue has been the effect that the Internet has had on the way music is made and distributed, and how that's completely turned the economic structure of the music business upside down. Not necessarily for the worst. I think the music industry was incredibly corrupt and needed a shake up. Artists were never getting paid, really. They were always the last ones to get paid. And that has continued with the Internet. But at least the artists have a more direct pipeline to the fans, getting the music directly to the fans instead of using the middleman. I think the way things have shaken out in the last 20 years, it isn't become quite as idyllic as I hoped it would be. But it is a huge, huge change. And I think, you know, historic change. And, you know, I was able to cover that on my beat, wrote a book about it. I think that's going to have an impact over the next 100 years, the way music is made and distributed. So I think that was probably the single most important thing that happened on my beat in the time that I was working it.
Fascinating book. Greg refers to Ripped, How the Wired Generation Revolutionized Music. It's really a great story, and I talked to a lot of artists, and in many ways the playing field is more even and open to new artists, I guess. And as far as the consumers go, I guess it's better for us too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a win-win on a lot of levels. More artists than ever can record in a way that befits their budgets, instead of having to go to a record label to you know, give them a loan to record in an expensive studio. Artists don't have to record music that way anymore. I think fans have a more direct line to their artists this way. Band to fan is exactly the way it should be done if it can be done in an ideal situation. It's opened up the playing field to so many new artists. A lot of people say, oh, it's not like it was in the 60s. And I go, my response to that is, thank God. I mean, you know, it was tough. By the time we got out of the 60s and into the 70s, it was really tough for any new artist to get a record deal and get noticed. And, you know, the whole idea of developing artists went out the window by the time we were in the 90s. Any artist, anybody who has music in them can make a record. And, of course, there are more records than ever, which causes problems about how do you get noticed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those issues will be overcome. They'll eventually be overcome. I think the real winners, though, have been the fans. The ability to access just about any piece of music that's ever been recorded is just a remarkable thing. I just remember going on record hunts for specific records that I'd read about, and, you know, taking 6 months to a year to finding it, and it was like finding the Holy Grail. And now you can, you know, punch it up on your keyboard or your cell phone in a matter of seconds. That's just an incredible change. And the fact that my kids grew up in a generation where they could, you know, they knew who Billie Holiday was when they were like 9 years old because they had instant access to that stuff. They heard me mention her once, and mm-hmm. next thing you know, they're calling it up, you know?
Right.
When I was 9 years old, I wouldn't have even known how to find that music, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a great change.
Yeah, but the smell of the record store was really great. It's Greg Kot. And Greg, on behalf of zillions of music fans around here, thanks so much for the great work over the years. And good luck with that business, Over the Edge. It helps prepare boys and girls to play competitive basketball. And you're going to continue the NPR show, right?
Yeah, I'm still doing Sound Opinions on public radio. We're on more than 100 stations around the country. Our podcast is doing great numbers, and so I'll still be neck deep in music, Bob. I'm very happy to say that. Music is always going to be a part of my life, and talking and writing about it will be always a part of my life. So
we're all glad that you're going to be part of our life going forward.
Well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate that very much. Thank you for having me on.
All the best. It's Greg Kot, one of the best.